And for Matt Light to join us here on a Friday. Now, Matt, first of all, welcome once again to the Big Show. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to be on. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Happy Halloween to you.
Yeah.
I heard Wes Welker earlier, and he explained that the best costume he ever had as a kid is he went as a pile of poop, basically turd with the corn the kernels, the whole works. I'm afraid to ask what the best outfit that you ever wore at Halloween, because my guess is yours probably might be more outrageous than Wes Welker's.
Well, I mean, that's fairly outrageous. I mean, if there's a scale, that would be pretty high on the outrageous factor there. I can't say as I've ever gone as a large pile of poo.
Right. See, you know what? Can I tell you something? You would make a better large pile of poop than Wes Welker, because let's face it, that's, you know, just a small little poop, you know?
Right. Yeah, he would be considered more like the Green Apple Quick Steps because he's so fat. I would be more of just a pile, really. I guess probably the best outfit I had was more in my adult years. And, last year I did have the long hair, and I went as Jesus.
Nice!
I had the robe and the staff and the sandals, and nice. I just figured, we had a little get together, and I figured, who's gonna allow Jesus to buy his own beer?
That's right.
Lord, you need a drink.
For selfish reasons, that's why I dressed that way.
Yeah, Ken Maka's Lazarus.
But again.
I like that. Hey, maybe you wear that on Sunday, and you totally confuse Dwight Freeney. He'll have no idea. Yeah. As he's spinning around out there,
Don't touch Jesus.
Don't mess with Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah, I might go with more of the Star Wars effect and maybe try to use the Force. I don't know. It's going to take a lot, I can tell you that much.
All right, well, tell us how difficult it is. I mean, we know the patented spin move and whatever. What's the best way of dealing with it? And how much help is required when you're dealing with a guy like that that's so quick and does have that move?
Well, I mean, and the fact is, it's not just one move. And I think that, he's defensive player of the year. I mean, he's the kind of guy that can wreck a game for you offensively. And, he does many things very well. I mean, he's got a tremendous amount of speed coming off the edge. And he used that speed to then, go into his second and third moves, which can be, the spin move, obviously, we've all seen. He's got a good power move. He's got a good, bend and dip and rip. And, I mean, he's very good at what he does. And I think that, their whole defense plays with that same type of effort and that same mentality where it's get up the field with a lot of speed and a lot of moves on the way to the quarterback. And it's tough to defend against that.
Do they play better when Bob Sanders is in their lineup?
Well, Bob is another dynamic player. They got a lot of big playmakers on that defense as well as offensively. And I think that when Bob's in there, he creates a lot of problems when he's down in the box and he's hitting you from different angles. And he seems to be around the football a lot.
How do you counter back to Freeney and in this pass rush and them getting jumps, especially with Matt being in there? We talked a little bit about this earlier. Talk about what you guys did in practice as far as getting ready for the crowd noise. This is a dome you haven't played in yet. You had all that fake noise at the old place. You guys go with longer snap counts. How is Matt going to help you neutralize Dwight Freeney?
Well, I mean, just collectively we have to all be on the same page. And it's not just, what he can do. I mean, what he can do is just, be in rhythm and, obviously step up when he needs to or, scramble and all. No different than any other game. But I think just all of us have to, realize the tempo in which we need to play. And we have to go out there and we have to execute at a high level. And they're not going to make it easy. I mean, they play that zone defense and, all the things that they do, all the different looks they give you. It's going to be a big test for us. And obviously going on the silent count and all that stuff is something that we've been working on all week. So it's part of practice, part of the way we've been preparing. So, it'll be interesting to see what this new place is like too. I mean, kind of used to the old RCA Dome, and now we're Lucas Oil or whatever that is, and we'll go in there and see how that goes early. But I'm sure it'll be a kind of a playoff type atmosphere.
Now, is it tough going into a game, particularly on the road, knowing you're going up against a very desperate team, and the fact that if you guys win, you might end any hopes of their playoff chances at all?
Well, I think, you know, regardless of what the record shows, I think that, you know, this game between these two teams, I mean, this is as big a rivalry as we have. And I'm sure they look at it the same way. And it'll be a dogfight. It definitely won't be one in the first quarter, second quarter, even the third. I think it's going to be a, you know, full 60 minutes, and there's going to be a lot of fighting the whole way through. So, you know, each team understands what the other team brings. It'll be whoever executes the best, you know, Sunday night.
Matt, let me get back to Bob Sanders for just a quick second, because you said that he's always around the ball. And yet here's a guy that's a safety, that plays like a linebacker, that's up on the line of scrimmage, that is in different places at different times or whatever. How important is it for recognition of where he is, where he's lining up, whose assignment it is, to dealing with him? Because it seems to me that he presents a lot of confusion. As well as he's quick and he gets to the ball, he causes confusion for that offense.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's not going to be hard to find him. I mean, he's going to be down, you know, near the line of scrimmage a lot, especially on early downs and doing what he always does. And, you know, I think it's everybody's responsibility to know where he's at. Obviously, Matt's going to be looking for him, and for us up front, we got to find him. And, you know, it's just we've seen it before. I mean, we know what to expect. It's just going to be getting a hat on a hat and just getting somebody to him and you know, cutting him off or whatever it is we're running at the time.
How much of a ribbon did you give Castle 2 weeks ago for AFC Offensive Player of the Week? And back to last week, looks like you guys are kind of getting there where he's feeling comfortable in the pocket and the decision-making is progressing and, you know, things are starting to click for the all-offensive unit.
Yeah, you know, I think we're getting into more of that rhythm that we've been seeking over the last 4 weeks. And I think that, you know, he's making great decisions back there, and he's going to continue to make those, you know, good decisions. He works hard at it all week, and, you know, we prepare very well throughout the week, and we've had great, you know, another great week of practice this week, I felt. And, you know, I think it's just a natural progression for somebody that's you know, coming in with limited experience and just kind of having to feel his way through it and figure it out on the run.
We were talking earlier about how much better he was in the pocket yesterday and last week, and when, you know, it's hard because every time you do that, there's always that comparison to Brady. And I remember we talked about this with you last week about, you know, that feel, getting that feel as a line with him and what he feels comfortable with. Did you get a better feel with him in that pocket? Does that make it a little bit more predictable for guys once you start to know that he can feel to slide to the left, to move up and step up?
You know, it doesn't really change our mindset up front. You know, we're going to do what we do, and you know, for the most part, we're hoping that he doesn't have to, you know, have a lot of tricks up his sleeve to avoid, you know, situations. I mean, hopefully we can build up a good enough wall in front of him that he can have time to make his reads. And, you know, I felt, you know, I think he even talked about it, you know, after the game last week, that he was able to, you know, get past his first read, even his second read. And, I mean, he did a great job of finding the open receivers last week and you know, and delivering the ball to him. So I think for us up front, we just do what we do, and hopefully, you know, we'll throw up a good enough wall in front of him that it'll allow him to, you know, get his job done back there.
Does that same philosophy hold true for the running game? You've had an influx of, five now, different running backs. Does that change anything for you guys?
No, it doesn't. You know, I mean, that's kind of a common question, and I guess it kind of goes along with the territory whenever you have this many guys in the rotation, and obviously dealing with a few injuries here and there. But, you know, it's great to have these guys back there. They all run hard. They all get downhill, and I think that's a, you know, it's a big strength of our offense. When we can run the ball well, good things happen. And I think that, you know, that's got to continue to be one of our strengths, so we can get downhill in the running game and then have, you know, productivity in that aspect.
So no huddle look good this week? You guys going to run at about the whole first quarter?
Well, I was going to go over the openers with you guys, but it's getting kind of late. I don't know. I got to take the kids out. I got a pirate. And I've got a Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and I've got a fisherman that are all playing in a giant pile of leaves in my yard here, and they're getting kind of antsy. Or I probably would have gone over the openers.
The Aussie perked up when you said Dorothy.
So since you
come from?
So since you were Fat Jesus,
not even good joke.
Since you were Fat Jesus last year, who will you be when you take the kids out there?
Uh, I'm just going to be Fat Matt for the most part. Yeah, I'm going as myself, which is scary enough, and I'm just the escort. You know, I'm going to let them go around and, you know, fill up their buckets, and I'll probably end up stealing half their candy when they go to bed at night. But
doesn't that get them extra candy? A big guy showing up with them, you know, give my kids some candy.
Huh? Fire up the quad.
After they dump the candy in the bucket, they all turn around and they point to Daddy and they say, "Can we get just a little bit more?" And that usually works.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't it piss you off when they give the mini Butterfingers and don't give the whole bar?
I know.
That just pisses me off. All right, Matt. Good talking to you. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Matt, see you.
Jim Hell.
Matt Light. All right, we got to take a quick.